This is Morning Edition on KCUR 89.3. During this time of end of semester and holiday concerts, there's a new orchestra in town. Kansas City is the latest location for Harmony Project, a program that started in Los Angeles and has provided music education and improved the chances of academic success for thousands of low-income kids. KCUR's CJ Janovy reports.
This story starts back in August. It's still hot outside when 50 kids show up after school one day at the Northeast Community Center. They're getting their very own violins, violas, and cellos for the first time. The oldest kids here are 12, the youngest, 6. Most are about 8 or 9.
Violin 1, Miss Aline, and Miss Brittany. Violin 2, Mr. Schultz.
Earlier this year, some of them took recorder lessons and learned music fundamentals. Now they have real instruments. Lessons start with basic stuff, like be sure to put your instrument case on a flat surface when you open it.
Okay, and what you're going to do, you're going to set your instrument on the other hand and move your case to the side.
They learn, don't let anyone else touch your instrument, not even your parents, especially not your little brother.
Everyone look up here, eyes on me.
This command works. The room settles down for teacher Celine Hernandez. She shows them how to hold their instruments, how to pluck strings and count.
Are you ready? Go! 1, 2, 3, 4.
After about an hour, parents come to pick up their kids, and they get strict instructions about attendance and instrument care. After just one lesson, the kids have learned a lot. Here's Kevin Torres. He's 10.
I learned how to do the strings and know what the letters are. There are G, D, A, and E, and G is the lowest and E is the highest.
He's already gained self-confidence.
I felt nervous. I thought I was going to be horrible, but after I conscious my fear, I think I'm going to be very great.
Harmony Project KC began in January after Laura Schultz, the director of Kansas City's Northeast Community Center, was looking for a new program to start.
We had seen the research about music education, and what it does for children, particularly children living in poverty.
She learned about Harmony Project in Los Angeles and went to check it out.
And I was sold. I got to interview children who had been in the program for 15 years who were graduating and going on to college, and they came from some of the roughest backgrounds you have ever heard of, in the middle of the gang district in L.A.
Schultz came back and raised money to buy high-quality instruments and hire a dozen teachers. Most of them are professional musicians, or they have doctorate degrees and master's degrees in music therapy and music education. She also hired a full-time staffer. Carmen Espinoza moved to Kansas City from Boston because she believed in the program so strongly.
It's not only to teach them music and have them make hopefully beautiful sounds, but also to help them expand their brains, make them listen better in a classroom because they're listening to each other in an orchestra setting and transferring all the hard work to their lives as well.
To stay in the program, the students have to stay in school. Harmony Project LA has done major scientific research with Northwestern University. It showed that 70% of the kids in the program improved academically.
We follow them until they graduate from high school, and we will hopefully help them with college scholarships as they move on.
First, they have to get through the first semester.
And we're going to pull down.
Midway through, they're still learning how to use their bows. By now it's October. It's hard to imagine these kids are going to be ready for an end of semester concert in December, but Miss Celine says they will.
I am very confident in their abilities. They're doing great so far, and I know that they love being here.
The plan is to show off what they've learned at a concert at the Plaza Library on December 12th. The kids have shown up every Tuesday and Thursday for lessons and every Saturday morning for rehearsal. By last week, they were starting to sound ready. Besides that familiar Beethoven, they'll be playing an original piece by a Kansas City composer named A.J. Harbison. It's called Fanfare for the Common Kid. If the promise of Harmony Project KC holds true, maybe in 15 years, these kids will be composers too. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovy.
Harmony Project KC performs its first string ensemble concert tomorrow at 2:30 at the Plaza Library.